From John's Gospel, chapter 18, beginning with verse 33. Pilate went back into the palace. He summoned Jesus and asked, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you say this on your own, or have others spoken to you about me?" Pilate responded, "I'm not a Jew, am I? Your nation and its chief priest handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus replied, "My kingdom doesn't originate from this world. If it did, my guards would fight so that I wouldn't have been arrested by the Jewish leaders. My kingdom isn't from here." "So you are a king," Pilate said. Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. I was born and came into the world for this reason, to testify to the truth. Whoever accepts the truth listens to my voice." Friends, this is the word of God. Thanks be to God. Gracious Lord, we thank you for your love, a love that reaches to us at our worst and seeks to help us to become our best, that takes our filthy rags and makes a righteousness that is wonderful and pure by the power of Jesus. Gracious Lord, speak to us from your word. Nurture our hearts and lives. Give us something we need this day. Help us to see with eyes of faith, with eyes of courage, with eyes wide open to the blessings and promises of God. We pray in Jesus' matchless name. Amen. A 5-year-old boy was stalling going to bed. We've never faced anything like that, have we? We could have said a 5-year-old girl, but it was a 5-year-old boy. And so he asked for a glass of juice. And his father answered, "No more juice. I am the King of the Jews in this house." The little boy's eyes got wide and said, "No, Daddy, no. Our Sunday school teacher said that Jesus is the King of the Jews." Hopefully from there it gets better, huh? Jesus, the King of the Jews. It was started as an accusation without any realization that it was a fact. That this one who stood before Pilate, this one who had beaten and had been beaten and spit upon by the high priests and the guards before even being brought to Pilate, was a king. I mean, their words had been rather spiteful. "He claims to be the King of the Jews." He was. Surprise. And not only of the Jews, but King of Kings and Lord of Lords. But lest Pilate get the idea that, yes, this fellow is guilty of treason, of insurrection, of trying to stir uprising against the Roman authority, he says, my kingdom isn't from around here. My kingdom isn't from this world. It's not something you can see. It's not something that your eyes can behold, that you can touch with your hands. This kingdom is from God. This kingdom originates from the heart, the love of God. The first three Gospels, as they tell the story of Jesus coming before Pilate, have him standing kind of clammed up, because it picks up at the point where Pilate, as he asks, are you the King of the Jews? Has stopped and has refused to answer. John, if this is indeed John the disciple, may well have been the only true witness of what happened. But the story that he tells is that, yes, Jesus does answer at first, and that Jesus asks a question. He asks this question, is this something you've heard? Did somebody tell you this? Or is this your own idea? Is this your own observation? Is this something that you've seen with your own eyes? Of course, Pilate gets a little venomous at that point. You think I'm a Jew? I'm not a Jew. Your own rulers, your own chief priests, the guys in charge have brought you to me. What have you done? You must have messed up royally. So don't give me this cockamamie story. But then Jesus says, yeah, I'm a king. But I'm not a king in the sense that they're saying. I am a king in a way that is not of this world. I am a king to demonstrate the love and power of God, the transformation of hearts and lives. If it had been a physical earthly kingdom, the people would have fought. There would have been a war. But no, my kingdom is not of this world. I came to bear witness to the truth. And if we were to have read on, we would have found that the next comment of Pilate was, well, what is truth? In other words, my truth is just as important as your truth. My opinion is just as good as yours. And isn't it amazing the number of people with opinions of Jesus who feel that their thoughts, their opinions are just as real as those who have experienced the love and the power of God in their hearts, transformed by the Lord Jesus. Well, Pilate knew that Jesus was not guilty. He knew that he was a good man. His wife had sent word and said, have nothing to do with this righteous man. Don't get sucked in by these guys who want to put him to death. Don't be fooled. Don't do this. And yet, Pilate had made so many mistakes and had made so many enemies that he seemed powerless to do the right thing. He was more fearful for his power than he was interested in truth and of justice. Even as the chief priests and others who had brought Jesus before him. Others had heard, others had seen, others knew that God was at work, that this was no mere mortal, no mere man. Fast forward. John is in exile on the Isle of Patmos. And there he has an amazing vision. He sees what he's only seen through eyes of faith, through what he has experienced, that Jesus really is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, in spite of the words of Pilate, in spite of all that the chief priest had said and done, in spite of all of these things, he knew that Jesus was indeed Lord of Lords and King of Kings, that he did indeed reign at the right hand of God. That he was the first and last word of God, the Alpha and Omega. That in Jesus was Lord of the past, the Lord of the present, and the Lord of the future. And one day everybody would know, even as Paul had declared that all knees would bow and all would confess Jesus as Lord. One day everyone would know the truth. Pilate didn't get it. Judas hadn't gotten it. At the Lord's Supper, in Matthew's account, the disciples are upset because Jesus has said, one of you will betray me. And they begin to respond. And they begin to say, it's not me, is it, Lord? Until you come to Judas. And Judas says, it's not me. Is it, Rabbi? Is it, teacher? You see, Jesus never became the Lord of Judas's heart. He was only this teacher, only this example. And probably not his only example. He hadn't gotten it. Pilate didn't get it. John got it. John saw. And John believed. And John reminds us that he is king, that he is truth, that he does reign, that he is more than a good man, he is more than example extraordinaire. But it comes down to us, doesn't it? Who is Jesus to you? Is he your Savior and your Lord? Or are you keeping him at arm's length as your teacher, as your example? Does he reign in your heart, in your life? Things ended well for John. Oh, we're not saying that he wasn't martyred. There are conflicting reports about that. But he knew he had a hope that was beyond this world. Things did not end well for Pilate, who later went back to Rome in disgrace. He had had that one moment to take a stand. He had had that one moment to do the right thing, and he had chosen instead to take the coward's way out. Judas had had the opportunity and had chosen instead to take the coward's way out. But John saw. Do you see? Can you get it? Do you get it? Our Lord reigns. Does he reign in you? Gracious Lord, we thank you, we praise you for your love, for your call, and ask your blessing, your guidance, that you would minister in love and power in each of our hearts and lives, that you would indeed be enthroned upon our hearts. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.